This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
It's Tuesday, hour number three, March 31st, last day of the month. We all know that, so let's get right to it. It's the DJV program with lots of information. Jennifer Horn is here to give us some of it. Victoria Keelan is here to give us some of it. Kara Schillen to share some of her knowledge and experiences. I certainly have, and you have them as well. Share them with us. I went into sort of a controversial mode yesterday on the Facebook page, facebook.com/DJV show, with one of the listeners who said that Ken was full of old shoes. When I say Ken, I'm mentioning Dr. Ken Kronhaus, who had some pretty, I don't know if explosive is the right word, but pretty helpful, important news. We were the first kids on the block to have this story. Now I notice, Victoria, that this Dr. Vladimir Zelenko has treated hundreds of patients with 100% success using the exact combination of drugs that Ken explained had been tested, and nobody else seems to want to get on that bandwagon. This guy did it. And
Well, he's done 699 patients now.
Yep.
Every single one of them has been treated with this same cocktail that Dr. Ken mentioned yesterday, which comes directly from the French researchers. This is not something Dr. Ken cooked up on his own.
No, not at all.
Just to clarify, in case people didn't hear what we were talking about.
They're also prescribing it right now in New York. So whether you believe what Dr. Ken says or not, there's going to be proof. And
this doctor,
have coronavirus. I have allergies, I think.
Jen, I'm with you on that one.
Yeah, the proof will be in what comes out of New York City, because they're already doing it.
Well, that's where this is. This Dr.
Zelenko is a board-certified family practitioner, and he has, for the first day, he used it on 350 patients, 100% success, and then he went back again and did it some more. Now he's got 700 patients treated, 0 patients died, 0 patients intubated, 4 hospitalizations under this. $20. That's what the treatment costs. It takes 5 days, 100% success.
And then the other encouraging part, I didn't know about Dr. Zelenko, and he was, I guess, doing his private practice, but Dr. William Grace, who's at Lenox Hill Hospital, last week there were some anecdotal stories starting to come out of Lenox Hill Hospital, the group actually that owns Lenox Hill, which is one of the best hospitals in New York City. They own several hospitals, and the administrator there last week said that this was very encouraging, and this same cocktail they were starting to use,
and people were
getting released from the hospital. So this is amazing news. That I just said to you off the air, I hope that New York officially has been cleared by the FDA to prescribe this cocktail. This is an approved.
Well,
they kind of had to,
Victoria. The National Institute of Health confirmed what Zelenko has done, confirmed what Ken has said.
Mm-hmm.
And so they can't not do it now that this, although you don't to look at the news media in general, you wouldn't see much coverage of this. What does the news media have to gain, you have to ask yourself, to keep this thing going and not want to have something like this highly touted and explained? There was a special on ABC last night. I watched it for a while, not a word of this. All the local newscasts, the national newscasts, I didn't see a word or hear a word of this? What is there?
I wonder if maybe there's some sort of. Well, I think liability is what the. I think that's the news media's thing, and I understand that. I have a friend who works for Fox News Radio.
At this time, that's more important than helping people survive. I don't know.
Well, listen. Fox News Radio. A friend of mine works there as an anchor, and I sent him all this information yesterday. He was very encouraged by it and said that there is a hold on releasing information unless it's now. Coming from all the news networks. I have a friend who works for ABC, another friend who works for Bloomberg. All the newsrooms are saying, "All right, we're not just going to start releasing information of this doctor says this and that one says that." They're waiting for directive from the federal government before they start saying, "Everyone go out and get this prescription," because we've already seen cases of hoarding, and I think that the government has more knowledge of this than we know of.
Yeah, they're already limiting what doctors can actually prescribe because they're worried. Doctors are going to start hoarding this for their own families.
Right. I'm just hoping that they get on this really quickly and make one unified statement and say, okay, this is going to be the national prescription for this. This is the dosage. I just really hope that we get a unified message because this is going to start to create chaos.
Well, if we don't see anything, one of my friends that's in the psychic business says we have two opportunities here. To take the information and to take what is available and make more of it to curb this by the end of April. If it doesn't get curbed by the end of April and goes into the summertime, you're going to see in places like New York mass chaos. And I understand that. This is something that can be treated now. It can be the addressing of the issue at some point in time. The public good necessity, which is what we sign on to when we do these radio programs and when we're doing public service, is that determining what the public good necessity is has to be somewhat of an individual choice if you have a brain. The government pretty much always gets in the way of things on the cusp, and maybe it's better in some circumstances to be a little more conservative when it comes to this stuff. But when it comes to these many lives, hey, if somebody's going to die anyway and you give them something like this and they still die, who's going to sue whom? And this is an extraordinary, I'm not sure people have grasped yet, and it's certainly a different pitch from what I said in January. This is an extraordinary, unique, unusual, never before and hopefully never again occurrence with millions of people affected around the world. With tens of thousands of people who have died, 3,000 or 4,000 here in America, 900, 1,000 in New York City. It's really pretty amazing. The unemployment rate up to almost 30% in some areas. I'm just giving you some headlines here to chew on. One of the things that we have been on that nobody else seems to have been on much because they're too busy doing their political BS, is the impact of what China has done or hasn't done. There is leakage out of China, according to National Review last night, which is a respected journal, not the usual, some of the stuff that some folks criticize me for listening to or following or reporting on. This lady said, and I quote, the Chinese community, the Chinese Communist Party's coronavirus death count is absurd because the incinerators in the city have been working around the clock. Now, do I have to tell you what that means?
Not only, remember we talked about the Epic Times article that there are 21 million less cell phone users today than there were in January, but in Wuhan, they were talking about how they said they only had 3,000, 3,500 total deaths. But they said already in Wuhan, there was captured footage of 5,000 urns that were being transferred around. And people who have come forward on this, another doctor came forward and said that they thought that the count was unusually low. And guess where she is now?
Oh, really? Wow.
She's disappeared. She's gone. And nobody can find her. So three doctors now that have blown the whistle on the Chinese government all ended up dead in a very short amount of time. Now, you can say it's that very brutal virus, but I think that seems a little unusual and suspect to me.
Yeah.
Well, It also, it
well,
pretty
can
much
we also,
for
the other yeah. angle of this that I think is really interesting, yeah. this all, I like mysteries and I like solving mysteries and I like putting puzzles together. This now has put together a complete puzzle for me on, with regard to President Trump tweeting about this. This interview with Dr. Zelenko, the doctor that we're talking about, was with Rudy Giuliani on his new podcast. Dr. Zelenko, apparently, a while back, it has a direct connection through Rudy to President Trump, told him about what he was doing in the New York hospital. Look, Trump's still a New Yorker. It's not that big of a city when you're connected
like that. It's an inside, you're on the inside track.
This makes complete and utter sense to me, how yeah. Trump even was tweeting about that. Ken thought it was some sort of miraculous thing that Trump was reading medical journals. He's not. He has a direct source of at least one doctor who's already doing
follow the dots. That's a very good.
So now we've come full circle. This makes total sense to me, and I just hope that we can all kind of unifiedly come together and get a national prescription where it's not hoarding and everyone gets what they need, and we move forward on from this virus.
And
luckily, hopefully we can recover sooner rather than later.
Not everybody's going to even need this combination. This is for people who are really sick with
this
it.
This is not preventative either.
So this is why hoarding it makes no sense, because I actually, okay, so we're all playing the game of Kevin Bacon, you know, 7 degrees of who you know that has coronavirus. But yesterday I found out that one of my colleagues' moms has coronavirus, and the thing that's scary about her is she's been staying home and hasn't done anything except go to the grocery store. But her doctor feels that she has it. She hasn't tested positive because they won't give her a kit because she's not in a dangerous group. But they sent her home with Mucinex, an inhaler, and actually they didn't even send her home, they did it over the phone. Mucinex, an inhaler, and vitamin C. That was the cocktail that they gave her to combat this. So for people who have mild cases, it's going to be more along those lines of things that you can already get in a drugstore.
And we have two friends who have already recovered from this now, who had, one was sort of serious down in Miami. He had a fever for 10 days, but he's now recovered. And then another friend had more of a mild kind of common cold, but he lost his sense of taste and smell. So that is one of those symptoms. Now he's recovering and he's going to be fine. So in a lot of cases, some people are going to have it and not know they actually had it.
Okay. So here's, it's about time we came to grips with the Chinese. The situation I just talked about, Wuhan. But here's something that yesterday leaked out of the U.S. Department of Justice. In late November 2018, about a year before the coronavirus case was first one supposedly was identified in Wuhan.
Almost a year before, yep.
Customs agents in Detroit stopped a Chinese biologist who was coming into the country with 3 vials labeled antibodies in his luggage. The biologist told agents that a colleague in China had asked him to deliver the vials to a researcher in America. After the feds examined the vials, they came to what is a pretty alarming conclusion now, looking back on it. The report from the, this is called the Tactical Intelligence Report, from the FBI, the inspection of the writing on the vials and the recipient led personnel to believe the materials contained Middle East Respiratory Syndrome, which is MERS, and Severe Acute Respiratory Syndrome, which is SARS. They were sneaking it into the country, and who knows what the hell they were going to do with it. The FBI's weapons of mass destruction didn't give the name of the Chinese scientist carrying these samples, but they were trying a year ago, or now, what is it, 2 years ago, a year and a half ago, to bring this crap into this country to do who knows what with. They are both weapons of mass destruction, as described by the FBI.
So did the FBI confiscate it?
Yeah, of course they did.
Okay,
they
didn't, it wasn't clear in your story.
Oh, sorry, yes, yeah. So are they
saying that this is a combination of MERS and SARS?
No, they're not saying that. I don't want, but this is something else that
maybe
they were whipping into. Yeah. Mm-hmm. What the hell are they bringing that into this country?
I don't know, but they better take it from them. They won't even let me bring mouthwash on a plane. So.
Yeah. They've taken a lot of money in makeup from me over the years, so yes.
Yeah. They took some very expensive honey from me the last time I went through the LAX. All right, anyway, so we got an update going here. Pretty interesting news, as usual, on the DJV program, 21 after the hour.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Today we were talking about the status of John Prine here on the DJV program. Jennifer, Victoria, Kara, Doug, and you on the update. The family has announced that he had been hospitalized, intubated after experiencing an onset of COVID-19. His wife provided an update. Quote, he is stable. Please continue to send your amazing love and prayers. A rep for Prine later clarified he remains in the ICU and is stable. Prine's rep confirmed that Prime tested positive for the virus. I need to clarify what I meant by John is stable. This is the wife, Fiona, writing this. That's not to say that he's improving. There's no cure. Well, that's not true. She said that there's no cure, but there is. He needs our prayers and love, as do the thousands of others who are critically ill. So it's very interesting, as following up on what we were just talking about, how quickly, I wonder how soon this business that people think there's no cure will be turned around by the info that we've been spreading here.
I think when it becomes available to everyone. I mean, if they're not going to give it to everyone, then for a lot of people there's not a cure. So
I don't know what hospital he's in. Well, do we know where he is?
Is he in Nashville?
I was thinking Nashville, but I'm not sure. I know he's not in New York, and I think that's part of the problem. New York is cleared to give this cocktail, and other cities have not been cleared by the government yet. So, I don't know. I just hope we act quickly on this.
Yep. One of the loveliest people I've been lucky enough to know, Bette Midler said, he's a genius and a huge soul. Please pray for him. So that's the John Prine update. 26 after the hour here, and now another person who's died from the virus, the writer of I Love Rock and Roll, a fellow named Alan Merrill, who wrote, recorded the original version of I Love Rock and Roll, died in New York after having been diagnosed with the virus. He was 69, big star in Japan in the 70s, wrote and recorded the album, the anthem, I Love Rock and Roll.
My favorite karaoke song.
John, good guy. Joan Jett covered the song in 1982 and it shot to the top of the Hot 100, certified platinum by the Record Association. He was rushed to Mount Sinai on Saturday morning and immediately put on a ventilator because he had a fever, was struggling to breathe. He'd had a cold for about 10 days, had self-quarantined at his home. He died while being transferred to the ICU after his test came back positive. He was in a vulnerable group, certainly, at that age, 69. His daughter said that he'd been healthy, been playing gigs until about a week or two ago, and New York City closed all the restaurants and bars. Joan Jett posted an emotional tribute to Merrill. My thoughts and love go to this family, friends, music community. I can still remember watching the Arrows on TV. The Arrows was Merrill's band. Being blown away by the song that screamed, hit, hit to me. The deep gratitude and sadness, wishing him a safe journey to the other side. That's it, Joan Jett. I Love Rock and Roll. That is, it is an anthem, isn't it?
Oh, totally.
Right now, to it, huh?
Yep.
Yeah,
yeah, sure.
It is an anthem. Yeah. All right. So, we're all to a point, I guess, when you think about it, you're only a day or two away from being vulnerable to this thing, if you really look at it that way. So, a good thought for Alan Merrill and all the others who have gone down this street. It's a one-way street when it gets to be this bad. Again, back to our hopes with that new drug combo. 28 after the hour on the DJV program.
Your attitude determines how you hear things. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Have you ever noticed that one person can be extremely bothered by the same noise that another person finds pleasure in? The reason that's so is it's not the sound itself that determines how we hear things, but our attitudes. One person might hear the sound of crows, for instance, and think it's haunting. Another might find joy in trying to hear what kind of crow dialogue is happening. Listen, in life, you not only hear what you want to hear, but you also hear things the way you prepare yourself to hear them. Life can produce sounds that are simultaneously annoying and fascinating. What you hear in life often has much less to do with the outer sound than it does with your inner voice telling you how to perceive that sound. To listen to life in a whole new way, visit drchristianconti.com.
Since we've been spending more time at home, MyPillow has changed their production to provide masks for hospitals. But they still want to help you get the best sleep of your life. And maybe you've noticed it's time to upgrade your sheets and pillows. Right now, buy one, get one free pricing on Supima MyPillows, Giza Dream Sheets, MyPillow Towels, Roll and Go Anywhere Pillows, Duvet Covers, and Giza Pillowcases, plus bolster pillows, neck pillows, and more. Just go to the Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com and use promo code DJV when you check out. If you order Mike's book, your entire MyPillow order will ship for free, plus he'll give you a $25 gift card for your next purchase. Don't miss this incredible opportunity to buy one, get one free on pillows, sheets, duvets, and more from MyPillow. Use promo code DJV when checking out at MyPillow.com. That's promo code DJV. Refresh your linen closet with MyPillow. MyPillow.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The Democratic frontrunner for the White House is calling on President Trump to move more quickly in combating the coronavirus pandemic in the United States.
Speed matters. We know that you can't go too fast. It's about going too slow.
That's Joe Biden speaking from his home in Delaware on MSNBC, also accusing President Trump of issuing conflicting and confusing statements about the virus over the past few weeks. Biden argued that Trump needs to, quote, step up and do his job and stop campaigning. Congressman Mark Meadows about to start a new job at the White House to become President Trump's fourth chief of staff, effective today, giving his resignation letter to the House Speaker Nancy Pelosi last night. He's been representing North Carolina's 11th district for about 7 years. And this is USA Radio News.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995. Immediately. That's 800-605-6995. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-605-6995 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-605-6995. That's 800-605-6995. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995 for your free author submission kit.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Attention, fellow Americans. We are now at an all-time high risk of illnesses due to pathogens and viruses. So it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. Do it with new nanocolloidal silver from AmeriCare. Using a patented process with tiny silver particles 1/100th the size of a red blood cell that allows for maximum absorption, AmeriCare's nanocolloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it inhibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever at around a dollar a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
We've all seen, and perhaps use, the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
The universe is upon us. Sometimes when you look back at the trail that you've been on, it's hard to believe that you were on the trail. I think a lot of us are going to think about that, because right now it's uncertain, and it's stuff that we have been so resilient as a people. And I don't mean just Americans, but the world has been resilient. After any of these crises, we come back again. So the question for a lot of people is, what is it going to be like? A lot of folks down the road, if you're feeling scared or confused or uncertain, maybe there's a little bit of, I don't know whether it's good news, but it is the reality. When you look at the stock market, for example, yesterday, the S&P index level was up, the 500 stocks were up 85, their change, up 85%. Dow Jones Industrial Average was up to 22,327. That shows a 690% increase since it hit the bottom. Actually, on the day, it was 3 or 4 percentage points on all the S&P and the Dow Jones and the Russell 2000, which I think is the most important. That's the one. The Dow Jones, really, it's easy for everybody to look at it, but there's only 30 industries in it. The Russell 2000 is 2,000 different companies, S&P is 500. So there's a composite in all of that. And it was up 3.6% yesterday. The best sectors you can imagine is healthcare, up 5%. The worst performing sector is energy. And that brings me around to something that's particularly focused here. If you're in the oil business, the global oil industry, prices have crashed and continue to go down now. What's gas? Are they still gouging you in California, Jennifer, or have you at least gotten below $3?
Compared to the rest of the country, they're still gouging us, but we're closer to $3 than we've been in a long time.
Right. So Goldman Sachs says that because of our complex physical system and frictions around the world focused on energy anyway, the challenges they face to balance supply and demand and to still have some profit so people can keep their jobs, the long-term implications gives us a glimpse, so says this expert. I'm quoting him from Goldman Sachs. The firm is thinking about what the world will look like when this is all behind us. And I think I'm trying to summarize a lot of this stuff because it's a fairly complex issue. But in essence, you know, like all the lights are out in Times Square and in New York to save energy. People would be more. But there's the silver lining. I guess that's what they that's the term he used. Focused on what's going on because there are fewer cars that are traveling, fewer planes that are flying, fewer ships that are out in the ocean. So carbon emissions are going to go down drastically. The data from China, for example, shows a 20% fall during the, or they're off 20% of the amount of pollution that they're contributing to the ozone layer. So this is the beginning signs of what a lot of people who are climate change advocates or whatever you want, whatever term you want to use for them, the more this goes on, the cleaner the planet is. And that sort of brings me around to my own philosophy, what Mother Nature wants. Mother Nature wants to clean up the mess that we've created. And this is part of doing it. Can you, you know, you say, oh, well, that's kind of silly because all these people are dying. Why can't we clean it up? Well, we could, but we don't have the will to. It's like buying cheap crap from China. We could stop, but we don't have the will to. Or do we now? Are we developing a will, or does this thing have to go on so that everybody really hurts for a number of months, if not some people may be affected by this for years? And so if that's the case, are you able to withstand? Do you have what it takes? That's a question and a half, man, and it's only now being asked. People don't want to ask that question because they don't want to really know what's going to happen. They'll tell you there's enough to worry about with the day-to-day. And I'm one who believes that. You got to live in the now, no question about that. But when you look at how this has disrupted the oil, gas, the fossil fuel business by just stopping everything and see how clean the air has become, it's a conversation point, if not something else. So I bring that to your attention because I think clearly this is a biggie. We got a chance to sort of reexamine our lives, reevaluate our priorities, rethink what's really important for all of us. I know I have FaceTimed with my family every single day, and Megan and Miles called me last night because he's now discovered robots, and he's got these little Lego-like things that he can create robots. And he had a robot, what was it, a robot airplane yesterday, ran by itself, that he created on his own. The thinking of, he didn't have, nobody helped him. He just thought, okay, I'm building a robot airplane. And so he's not hurting because he has an imagination or parents that push him into thinking about stuff and learning things or reading more. So he knows about the virus. I asked him. I asked Megan whether she wanted to talk. And she said, yep, we've started to talk about it. And so I said, Miles, what does this all mean? He said, a lot of people are sick. That's pretty simplistic and pretty basic bottom line stuff. So a little bit of information for youngsters probably goes a long way. Anyway, I pass this stuff along to you because I think that there is going to be a lot of people.
He'll be known as the jobs. As a coronavirus generation, probably the quarantine generation, right?
Yeah, right, exactly.
I thought it was great that Kristen Bell and some of the other some other people from Nickelodeon did that special last night for basically just for kids to inform them, but also make them not feel so scared. I thought that was really great because kids are so important. And I have friends with like little ones who are, you know, 4 or 5 years old, like Miles' age, and they're picking up on everything. These are little kids in New York City, so they're always a little bit ahead of everybody else, I think. But they know exactly what's going on, and every sentence starts now with, when the coronavirus is gone, you know, I want to go and have a play date with so-and-so. And, like, they're looking towards the future, but it's hard to, you know, have little ones, you know, stuck at home. And parents are trying to be really creative while also working. You know, I have a friend of mine who's a lawyer. She has to work from home, but she also has a three-year-old. So it's not easy.
One of the things that's going to change, I always do a little shop talk. The way this is hit radio, even though we're just talking about double digit, the people listening to news talk programs, conversation programs like this, doubled basically the world of podcasting and listening to music and stuff gone way, way down. I thought it was interesting that the concert that occurred on Sunday night, that Living Room Concert for America, raised $9 million. For relief. I'm wondering where this money's coming from, because pretty much everybody is trying to keep their money, you know, at bay, because they don't know how long this is all going to last. So the fact that they got $8 million out of it, there were what, 7, 8, 9 million people that turned the television on to watch that.
A dollar listener, right?
Viewer. Right. Yeah, that's where I was going with it. Yeah, a lot of radio stations are having telethons, that sort of thing. A lot of people in this business are going to lose their jobs, and they're not going to get them back again. The station that our friend Rick Jensen is on in Delaware, fired half their air staff yesterday, Victoria. I think you're going to see that happening. Yeah, he saved.
Okay. A lot of people are furloughing employees.
Well, a lot of that stuff's going to become more permanent than you think, because they find it easier to run syndicated programs. Good for my business and our program, and not so great for some of the locals, but that's, you know, the way that it is. All three of the big companies have gone bankrupt in the last, 3 years, and two of the three are ready to go bankrupt again. Advertising, we were talking about this off the air. The most important way for you to reach and keep your business going is to reach out to people, especially in a time when, so this is a message of hope, basically, for people listening and for the businesses listening. Advertising, the message here is advertising, and I don't mean this to be self-serving, it may sound a little bit, because we lost a bunch of advertisers, now some people are creeping back in, but the message of hope and help, like the conversation that we had yesterday on the air, the practical way for you to stay healthy, those of you who are overweight, is to go on a diet and use Calitrin to do it, because it's the only all-natural way to do it. Victoria went off onto a experience that she had with her family that's worth sort of revisiting, because if there's ever been a time for us to extol the value of virtue, and this is a client that went away for a month. They decided they didn't, because they have 3 or 4 main sources of advertising. We happen to be one of the most successful. That's why they've been here for almost 3 years. People listen to the message and they do something about it. And that's what you want. That's what you want from advertising. So when we tell you the story about how it's become so popular because it's all natural, people are thinking, that's the other thing. I was thinking about what I was eating yesterday, and I thought about what I ate as I came across the country, because the only thing that was available on my trip were the fast food joints. And eating that way and having my system reacted to it, and I don't mean this to sound like a jerk, I didn't feel good driving across country, mostly because of the crap that I was eating. My system doesn't work well on fried food. So I had a couple of fried fish sandwiches, and then I stopped because I didn't feel well, and that's when I ate 3 or 4, what do they call them, the entertainment burgers, Wahoo burgers.
Impossible.
Entertainment burgers?
Whatever the hell they are.
I do love an entertainment burger, though.
Right. So anyway, to underscore the message here from Calitrin, this is the number one healthy the healthiest weight loss for a reason, because it's made up mostly of collagen protein, which our body doesn't really build, you know, after you get into your 20s, you stop doing and building it for some reason or other, and aloe vera, which is great for pretty much everything, all kinds of side benefits besides losing inches and pounds. Calitrin helps support better sleep and gives you more energy, all the things, good digestion. So there's nothing but good that comes from this. So if you want to be healthy now, take Victoria's word for it. Who was it that you said was in your family got onto this?
No one in my family. No, I said that I'm going to start taking it because you know, I haven't baked a cake in I don't even know how long, and I did, and everyone I know is baking bread and,
and
cookies and, you know, this is, and pasta and comfort food, and comfort food is, you know, not low-cal, so this is the time to rein it in.
I actually sleep better with Calitrin. You take it before you go to bed, and then it really does help with your night's sleep, I think.
Yep. Calitrin has an amazing 86% success rate, too. The 90-day program is where you start. I recommend you stay on it for 6 months. In my experience, it gets the weight off and then keeps it off. So they've been in this business for 24, 25 years. Go to toploss.com. Take our advice. Lose the weight. Be healthy. Fight. You know, put up. This is the time for the good fight. And the good fight starts with losing weight. Toploss.com. Use the code DJV. Once you buy three, you get three more free. Buy four, you get four free. You can buy 100 and get 100 free. However it works for you and your family. If you've got a bunch of people in your family who need to lose weight, this is the way to do it. Lose the weight. Go to toploss.com. Use the code DJV. Not only will you get the special spring order deal, buy three and get three free, and then from there, it's all duplicated, but you get free shipping as well. Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss. Take our advice. Consider going to toploss.com. Make sure you use the code DJV. As you know, a smile is worth a thousand words. So if you want to make a lasting impression with your best smile, perhaps you'll want to make sure your teeth look better than ever. In just 5 minutes, you can be on your way to a brighter, whiter smile thanks to Power Swabs. Power Swabs, the most advanced teeth whitening system. This is an amazing system, all natural. You just have to swab your teeth, and then you go. The ingredients in Power Swabs remove deep stains from your teeth, and they also help to rehydrate your enamel. So if you've got sensitive teeth, call 800-208-1797. Power Swabs, in just the first use, you'll increase the whiteness quotient on your teeth by twice. Call 800-208-1797. Start using Power Swabs today. 800-208-1797. The best deal is using the DJV code. You'll save 40%, $10, and then you get free shipping. Get the best smile, 800-208-1797.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, a couple of quickies here. Wimbledon organizers in sports announcing the cancellation of the tournament because of the virus. Okay, what else would you expect would happen? Unrealistic, they said, to imagine that with the travel restrictions we currently have, tournament where hundreds of thousands of people from all over the world travel in would be coming here. Nope. So that's the end of that. Interesting. On the television front, Jennifer, John Krasinski and Steve Carell are going to do a mini.
Carell.
What'd I say?
Carell. Carell. Just so we knew who we were talking about.
They already did it yesterday. John Krasinski did like a good news broadcast for like 15 minutes, and he just broadcasted all of these really cute, happy stories that are happening, and he had Steve Carell on to talk about it too.
Where do they broadcast it? Oh, just on YouTube, huh?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah. A lot of reality shows coming on. Jennifer, you got one choice for tonight as far as advice is concerned. What is it?
One choice tonight. The Scheme. It's a documentary premiere on HBO all about the FBI and the undercover investigation into college basketball. Could be interesting tonight on HBO at 9.
10 before the hour.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
All right, Tech Talk time now, 53 after the hour here on the Tuesday DJV program. This is where Victoria, one of many places, she shines. She does the research. I called her husband, actually called me last night, speaking of technology, to try to get my television to work. He was not successful. Because we don't have all the pieces,
yeah.
Literally. And figuratively, Victoria's making dinner, and she has her husband call me. Who I have great fondness for Lewis, and I really like him. He has that great smile, and he's so willing to help. Oh, he was so patient with me, much
more
so
than I told him
you would
have
been. Yeah, right. Yeah. You wouldn't have been patient at all. All right, so there's a real ID deadline that was supposed to be the 1st of April, wasn't it?
October
now
of
it's
this year.
They're putting it to October.
No. It was supposed to be October of this year.
Oh, I thought it was April for some reason. Oh, really?
No. Okay. October 1st, 2020 was always the date. That was set from back in 2011 after 9/11. Yeah. That's when this was the Real ID Act was
years.
Passed in,
okay. Yeah.
In 2005. It started in 2001. So it was supposed to be October 1st, 2020. However, President Trump has now said that they're pushing it back by exactly 1 year. So you do not need to get a Real ID until October 1st, 2020. Obviously, this makes sense. He said this is clearly a time where we need to maintain social distancing, and going to the DMV is not ideal. So don't worry. If you once everything kind of gets back to normal and we're flying around everywhere again, you will still be able to use your driver's license for domestic flights. And, of course, you can always use your passport if you want to travel with that. But and for domestic flights, obviously international, you need it. But the real ID will, that is essentially, it has minimum security standards that were established by the Real ID Act in 2005. This is the 9/11 Commission that came up with these, driver's license standards for identification. So, it's intended to be more secure than a regular driver's license. We'll see if it actually is. We're not, you know, not many people have them yet, but, some do. Global Entry people usually do. The TSA pre-check people usually do, which I think that's what you are, right? TSA pre-check.
Yep.
So it makes sense. So now everyone can relax. It's one less thing we need to worry about this year in the immediate. So October 1st, 2021.
All right. That's that. As a new way to make your Zoom conference calls at work a bit more fun, let's find out how that's working.
The Geek Out. With self-isolation comes the introduction of video conferencing into many people's personal and professional work-from-home lives. And while many have already used platforms like Zoom, sitting in front of your computer for a work meeting is new. So there has sprung forth a host of how-to and best practice tips. But my favorite has been for people who have posted instructions on creating a looping video of oneself that's added as a custom background. Yes, making it appear you're present and attentive during a group video meeting or class, when really you're off screen using the bathroom or playing Animal Crossing, or just doing something else than that meeting. If you're interested, we've posted the link on Twitter at The Geek Out.
The all-new Highlander comes equipped with 5 USB ports. Perfect for fully charging everyone's smartphone. No phone is dying on your watch. That's how you go Highlander. Toyota, let's go places. May not be compatible with all mobile phones, MP3 WMA players, and like models.
All right, good news here. This is a silver lining to a lot of this stuff, including being able to order Girl Scout cookies online, Victoria. Yum.
This is, first time in Girl Scout cookie history. You can go on their website.
That's kind of funny, doesn't it? Oh, it's Girl Scout history time.
Yep. Yeah. And so now you can go online and order Girl Scouts. You don't need to know a Girl Scout. You don't need to order through someone, through someone else's daughter or however. That usually gets spread around in offices. And I think this is actually going to be really big business for the Girl Scouts. Yeah. I know it takes away from the process of girls actually selling the cookies and managing their own kind of accounts and things, which I think is a valuable lesson. But in a sense, the Girl Scout cookies keeps the Girl Scouts afloat. And so they have 1.7 million girls in the program. And the cookie program, obviously, is their biggest fundraiser every year. They call it the financial lifeblood of the Girl Scouts. So $5 a box. You can go on to girlscouts.org. All you need to do is enter your zip code, and then it will connect you to the local chapter and the closest branch to you. And then you can just order the cookies online. I went on the website last night. Apparently everyone has this idea, and it crashed 3 times on me. I think it is probably better now, but I think once this news started to spread, people went nuts. And so I think they're going to see a big boom in business this year, which is great. And so they have they have the Thin Mints, Tagalongs, they have a new cookie this year.
Do you know what they're made?
I don't know. I think, they're made in America, but that's all I know.
Yeah, they are made in America, yeah.
Yeah.
All right, there it is, big tech story, Girl Scout cookies online, 59 past the hour.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Lumines. The Lumines anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.